Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
All right. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Amen? All right. Let's go to Romans 8. Romans chapter 8. He said, Romans chapter 8, in the New Testament, verse 14 through 17. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, Pentecost. We are filled with the Spirit. This is a community. We are Christians. Christians supposed to be on a day of Pentecost. There was suddenly sound, mighty rushing wind, tongues of fire on them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. So, and then as you are filled, you are led by the Spirit. As Jesus is filled, he is led by the Spirit, Luke 4, into the wilderness. And there he fasts, and then he comes out and starts ministering in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. So we, as we are filled, we are led. Say, I'm filled, therefore I'm led. Well, can't assume all the time, but hopefully you are led by the Spirit of God. And those who are led by the God, Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you do not receive the spirit of bondage. That's wonderful. You do not. You have been. You do no longer are in bondage again to fear. But you have received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. So when you get the Holy Spirit, you have received by faith Jesus Christ. Therefore, you are receiving the Holy Spirit. And it's a spirit of adoption. You are in eternally in the family of God, and you can say you have a heavenly Father. You belong. And you say, Daddy God, Abba Father. So in fact, the way in the Hebrew culture, the way it's in the Bible times, Abba is it's like a young child saying Dada, Dada, Mama, Dada. So it's a relationship. When a father, his father's there, when the father holds that little baby. I remember welcoming four young ones into my home and holding them. And then one day they are recognizing and able to make some words out, and they say, Daddy, Dada. Or in the Hebrew tradition, Abba, Abba. So it's very personal relationship. It's not a religious thing. It's a personal daddy. You have a daddy God. You have Abba, Father. You belong. And it's not, as in fact, you are free from bondage. You have received the awesome spirit of adoption. You are in the family of God officially. And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. You are a child of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. Wow, how about that? All that Jesus, the Son of God, what he has received. You are an heir of God. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So all the Father's blessing can come on you, just like it came on Jesus Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So, on Father's Day, I want you to know, you have officially, by the Spirit of God, received the spirit of adoption. You are a child of God. You can say, Abba, Father. That's so good. And then it says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, it says, But what marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it, Message Bible. We are called children of God. That's who we really are. Tell your neighbor, you're a child of God. So you are in the family. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. So there is a place in your life that unless that relationship, that recognition comes, and it's a revelation. It's not just something that I'm going to just study, though it's good. I mean, it's lovely, but it brings revelation to you. But it changes. Something changes in you. When I got born again, I mean, the glory came, and it was something. I knew God was my Father. And then when I got the Holy Spirit, something changed. It was, and one of the weird things that influenced me was, I remember I wasn't driven. It wasn't a religious spirit that said, you better do this. You better. I would stay up whenever I would have time. And I, of all things, I'm weird. I'm more, I like to, love to read. And I should have brought my Vines, W.E. Vines Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words. It's about this thick, and it's Greek to English. Every Greek word. The New Testament was written in Greek. And every Greek word that means has any meaning in the New Testament, it is a dictionary. And I would stay up and for several nights, I just went through every, oh, isn't that great? Whoa, this is so, and it was like a feast. And I knew something weird had happened to me. It was wonderful. I was getting, and it was the Spirit of God in me saying, you belong here. This is your possession. You are an heir of this. So, whoa, it's awesome. But it was through a personal relationship. It wasn't just some, I got a document and therefore I'm supposed to do this. No, there was no major assignment. I was doing it because my heart had been transformed. So God wants to give you a personal relationship with Abba Father. And if it is not filled, you are a hollow person. Everyone needs the love of the Father. Everybody needs to be able to fill that place. And you say, you belong. You are in the family. God loves you. That's what 1 John tells us 3, verse 1. What marvelous love the Father has extended to you. Just look at it. You're called a child of God. That's who we really are. Say, I am a child of God. And you find that the Heavenly Father, on Father's Day, I just want to say that from the beginning, God displayed his Father's heart. Even in Genesis 1, he says, he started loving on and blessing Adam and Eve. And he told them, hey, I'm blessing you. Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. You're my kids. So before he sent them forth to shape the earth, he gave them a blessing. And the blessing is opposite from a curse. And it was spoken. It was a verbal thing. And that's something on Father's Day I just want us to say for all mommies and daddies, that as much as we can, do not let things that either our human weaknesses or the influence of the world or circumstances try to so influence your tongue or anger or frustration that your tongue is used for negative things that you speak. Let the tongue be always a force of love, of mercy, of kindness towards your children and your spiritual children. Blessing. Our tongue is important. It's either a creative force that can say, and we have seen some of the example here. This is one of the places that people come from around the world, and you've seen it. Those healing services, people come who are desperate, stage 4 cancers or other situations. And we, what do? We bless them. We lay hands on them. And we receive back. The doctor said, no more stage 4 cancers. Over and over. That's an aspect, an example. God says we are to be a force of blessing. Of course, how much more for our children that our tongue is a force of love and mercy and kindness. Instead of being a tongue that speaks negative to our children or to others, where it is used for criticism, for breaking down, or in a sense, we're not saying, okay, I'll curse you. But it ends up, I mean, it might be that way, but it continues to speak negatively. And it hurts you. That's the thing I found, people, that they put a bubble of negativity around and they carry a cloud that just becomes hurtful to them and their family. So I want to learn. And that's why it is so wonderful to be at the church, to worship, to say great things, and it's a battle, but we encourage each other. And the power of the blood, the name of Jesus, it just breaks those negative bubbles around you. And you want to let the stream of blessing enter you so you can bless others. The same thing for what we speak about our nation. Just this last week, when this person who was so filled with negativity and just that he got, I mean, I thought really the person who shot at the congressman was just got so filled with negativity, he was filled with demons then. And it ended up that he started, I mean, shooting innocent people. And there was even a 10-year-old kid on the field, and he didn't care. He was wanting to kill. And he was, and then, by the way, I want to again commend those Capitol Police, one a lady and one a man, who put their lives right there in danger and took care of them. There they are. God bless them. We saluted them, and thank you, Jesus. They're heroes. Praise God. So, but it is whether we speak about others or with our own nation. I'll tell you, this is not a propaganda. We have the privilege of living in the freest, most blessed nation in the world. That a nation that is not only blessed, but we continue to always being the number one nation that has sent out blessings to other nations, that have set millions of people free, that when they are hurting, when they're in any kind of tragic circumstances, America has been the first nation to send help, to send medical care, to send food over and over. So this is a great nation. It's a good nation. We have a blessed constitution. And so enough of this negative yuck stuff, and may the Lord heal the poison that's there in Washington, D.C., and the corruption, and the Lord break through the blood of Jesus. We break any curse of corruption and negativity there, and may goodness flow in our nation. But anyway, when either a blessing or a curse, it can, if when we speak it in faith, it can be, hopefully it is a word that's blessing. And when today, may we receive from the Father's presence, a fresh blessing, the Father's blessing today for ourselves and our children. On Father's Day, above all, may you, when your children phone you or you talk with them, send them a blessing, speak a blessing. Or when I was so glad some of the kids came up and I was able to give them a hug, and I said, bless you, and just release blessing on them. That is, we can be not only natural fathers, but we can be spiritual fathers. There is I have one picture on my desk, and I had one of the most wonderful spiritual fathers that I traveled with I got to travel with him more than anybody except his wife, and I had the privilege of speaking at his memorial service. And you see, this is in a remote region, this picture you see up there, in Zambia, Africa. This is the last major ministry that had gone there was David Livingston. And then we flew in by single engine. The Missionary Aviation Fellowship people flew us in into this remote region of Mwinilunga in Zambia, Africa. And thousands of Africans had gathered together from the villages. And by this time, I was usually doing the healing ministry, and there were there were 5,000 people that we laid hands on. But it was my place. I was asked by Brother Derek Prince is right there. But you see the picture. I am there laying hands. And as I was laying hands, Brother Derek Prince, who was perhaps the greatest Bible teacher of the last 100 years, he had his hands on my back. As I laid hands on 5,000, approximately 5,000, or maybe a little more. The larger crowd was 10,000, but there were 5,000 that were standing in line. Everywhere I went, he was right behind me, putting his hands. I want you to remember that as a classic picture of wherever you go. When people like us, like spiritual fathers, you have my blessing and you have the Father's blessing. But just think of that picture sometime. Remember, in the remotest parts of the world, we carried the blessing of Abraham. We carried the glorious name of Jesus way into the interior there. And we saw some of the most amazing miracles in there in the Congo. One was we caught the last part of it. We had some, it was primitive equipment, but I remember a video camera we had that not far away from that picture in the Kinshasa, where a totally blind man, God is creating eyes and eyeballs. And the cameraman was able to come and catch the last moments of it as the eyeball was being formed by the glory of God. It was amazing. But we carry that power and that anointing to bless. So may we facilitate that ability, a pathway for God's supernatural blessing and intervention, his breakthrough made come in your life and in every life that we can touch. Receive in faith, receive in joy, and receive in humility the Father's blessing. And let us not get infected by the spirits of humanism and unbelief that's out there in our nation, especially in our media and in the elites, the cultural elites. Doubt, spirits of doubt, bitterness, negativity. I want to renounce those spirits from us and anything negative that comes around. I want to stay in the bubble of glory, that great things will happen. I'm speaking today of Father's blessing, that great things are happening today in your life, in your children's life. And I remember just, what was it, 2 years ago. Now, we did the Pentecost conference in Israel. And because we had an interview with TBN the next day, it was kind of early in the day. So I needed to get Bonnie and myself to our hotel. Couldn't stay for the whole program that's in the big arena in Jerusalem. So I had to go out to get a taxi for us. We had official buses for the speakers and all of that, but I had to go early, so couldn't. So I was there, and then this man came up to me. He was a businessman dressed up. He said, "Pastor Mahesh." I didn't know who he was. I said, "Yes." He said, "Are you looking for a taxi?" I said, "Yes, sir. I'm just, you know, I don't know." And he said, "I am so-and-so." He said, "I own all the limousine service and all. I'm the biggest owner of all the tour buses in Israel and the limousine services in Israel. I have one of them here, right here for you." And he said, he pointed at me and he said, "When you came about 21 years ago," so he's Jewish, this was in Jerusalem, he said, "when you were praying, my wife and I couldn't have children." I said to my wife, "That man carries the blessing of the God of Israel. Go and get prayer for him." So I blessed his wife, prayed for him, and the next year she got pregnant. And then the next few months or whatever it was, however. And then they had two sons. And he said, "Both my sons are in the Israeli military. And they are so-and-so." And that showed me, told me what. And he said, "You blessed us so much. You carry the blessing. Now, when you come to Israel, don't you ever take a taxi. You call. My limousine service will be there to pick you up." Anyway, but he had enough smartness. He was one of the smartest businessmen in Israel, but he was smart enough to know where the blessing was, and he wanted the blessing. So we need to be smart enough to know we are, through Jesus Christ, we are a blessed community, that you are blessed. Tell your neighbor, you are a blessed person. So you carry the blessing. And as you receive the blessing, that the blessing creates a pathway of glory. And I want to quickly say, you find, for example, that Jesus, we are heirs with Jesus Christ. Jesus received the Father's blessing. You find at his baptism that the Holy Spirit descends like a mighty dove and hovers over Israel. And that Father God speaks, his voice speaks and says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." It is not until he receives the Father's blessing, if you will notice, that he begins his ministry. It's after that that the miracles and signs and wonders are released. And Jesus blessed because he was a son. Not necessarily for doing anything. He is a son. And it's on the basis of his relationship. He received the blessing and then he is released into the ministry. So we are members of this family. And whether you are a son or a daughter, receive today the Father's blessing. You find, and it doesn't matter, the woman at the well, you find she was a mess. She had a relationship with several men, official and non-official. After her encounter with Jesus, one encounter with the Lord, she was able to bless her entire city. She became a carrier of the blessing. It doesn't, we get take too much about, you know, the devil's accusations and junk and become religious vessels. In fact, religion in a negative term. So legalistic and everything has, everyone has to be perfect and everything. And we find that, you know. I so love that incident of the well. Jesus didn't point to her and say, lady, you are a mess. You've had affairs and you don't know how many husbands you have. In fact, you have and the fifth one you have, he said, it doesn't matter. You are going to be blessed, honey. You are hungry for God, and I bless you. Anyway. And with the blessing comes glory. With the glory comes destiny and purpose. You find, and I'll point with one more scripture, and then I want to speak a blessing over you on Father's Day. You find Genesis 49 that this is Jacob blessing his children. And you find Jacob calls his son. This is in the Hebrew tradition that a father releasing the blessing. That Jacob himself is a major mess. You realize he was a deceiver, a conniver, all of that. But he loved the blessing, and God recognized his heart that he was hungry for the blessing, and God made him a patriarch. And then he's speaking a father's blessing. Know that for me, you saw the picture of, and then officially, Brother Derek Prince laid hands on me and sent me forth. And then there were times where the whole pastoral teams there in Florida laid hands on Brother Derek Prince and myself and sent us forth as apostles to the nations. But you are the blessing, Heavenly Father's blessing, the natural fathers can bless, spiritual fathers can bless, launches you into a glory pathway, looking beyond your present weakness, any failures you have. The Father's love is so overwhelming, and it has got active ingredients in the blessing, helping to launch you into a realm of glory and of positive future, just unlimited positive plus, plus, plus glory blessing. And it is important for us to remain always in a perspective of faith and humility so that it helps achieve the breaking down of all negative shadows in our lives, all negative obstacles that the enemy has tried to put up, and poof, the glory breaks through and the blessing is activated. Remember, in fact, you got all of you, the men, you got this pen, fathers, and it's from quote from Joshua in this pen. Be strong and courageous. That's part of the Father's blessing as he goes into the promised land. I am with you. That is part of God's blessing for you today. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. What an awesome promise to you. Say, he is with me. His presence is going with me. Nothing can harm me. So I'm a spiritual son. I'm a spiritual daughter of the King of Glory. And so keep a positive shield around you, and then let the cloud of his presence be over you. And let's help each other when we let ugly, dark creatures inside that bubble. Say, you're letting something yucky around your into your shield there. Remember, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then, as you receive the blessing, then you receive the commissioning to bless others. And so others can be enveloped in this atmosphere of hope and mercy and miracles. So, verse in Genesis 49, verse 22, and I want to then, in a moment, speak a blessing over you. Genesis 49, verse 22. It then, as he's blessing Joseph, he says, you're going to be a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him and hated him, but his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. By the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty, Almighty, who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and the womb, the blessing of your fathers have excelled the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. There shall be on the head of Joseph and of the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. And remember that Joseph, how he goes and blesses Egypt, and the whole of Egypt is blessed. His wisdom blesses not only the Jews, but the Egyptians. And they are able to come into tremendous prosperity because of what Joseph contains in himself. So Jacob releases the father's blessing on Joseph. You are going to be a fruitful gift, and long term, you're going to have loyalty and faithfulness. You're going to be fruitful. Your arms are going to be strengthened by the Almighty Heavenly Father. And you can receive fresh strength from El Shaddai. These blessings are yours by faith. So God wants you to be fruitful spiritually, physically. We often only talk about success. Let's add fruitfulness to this. Success is self-centered. Fruitfulness is God-centered. So that fruitfulness, success may be self-centered. Fruitfulness can go outwards and bless others. So I am praying that each of you today receive the Father's blessing. Be refreshed by this eternal spring, bubbling always, where our roots are nourished. Don't get your roots dry. Your roots will shrivel around where you are around constantly. If you put your roots around poison waters, around bitter people, negative or critical people, you yourself will start shriveling. You remember your strength is from the Lord, not from yourself. So daily and weekly, refresh yourself around fellowship and worship and praise and praying in tongues, singing in the Spirit, praying the Word of God, focusing on the Word. Stay in that atmosphere so you go from blessing to blessing and from glory to glory. You find, even though Joseph had the blessings, he had some of the biggest trials. But in the midst of the trials, the presence of God never left him. So that's the one thing I found often in our nation, that when people go through trials, they'll fall away from God, from church. And that's the time that they need to get stronger in their relationship and get close to the things of God and the community of faith. And also, as you bless your kids, let them see the challenges that come in their lives through the glasses of faith. Do not let them get isolated. Be with them and say, just as God's presence says, I'm going to be with you. I'm not leaving you. I am here right now cheering you on. Genesis 49, verse 25 says, the God of your father who helps you. By the God of your father who will help you. And by the Almighty who will bless you. See, say, the God of my father will help me. And the Almighty is blessing me. So, hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know how many of you know who Spurgeon is, but Charles Spurgeon was one of the greatest preachers in English history. Read up about him sometime. His dad was, you know, when he was growing up, they welcomed, loved host preachers. And so his dad hosted this preacher who stayed, in fact, in his grandpa's parsonage. And that was for several days. And he spoke over, Spurgeon was about 10 years old. And he prophesied a blessing over Spurgeon that you are going to be speaking to thousands of people and you're going to be bringing the word of God and blessing multitudes of people. And he gave, his name was Mr. Krill, Reverend Krill, and he gave credit when he grew old. He said the main person that he Reverend Krill blessed me, and I'll never forget his blessing, and therefore I give him, besides God, I give him all the credit for my ministry, because that man saw this young man, 10 years old, and said, you are going to be a mighty preacher of the Word of God, and imparted a blessing over me. And so this day, on Father's Day, whether it's father or mother, impart a blessing to kids, all of your children. And right now, I want to release a blessing. On Father's Day, we're going to speak a blessing over each of you. Are you ready? Glory to God. You ready? Say, I'm ready. Okay. Glory to God. By the way, thank you, Michael, and everybody, for my watch. I will tell you whether it works or not. I've not tried it out yet. All right, let's stand. In Numbers 6. Remember Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock. But anyway, you don't need to do it this way. But Jesus supposedly, he raised his hand and he didn't watch Star Trek, believe me. But this was the way they would release the Abrahamic blessing, I believe, in the old Jewish tradition. It says, the Lord bless you and keep you. Remember the numbers? On Father's Day, raise your hands and receive. I speak in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. May each of you on this Father's Day receive a special blessing from Father God. May the Lord prosper each of you and may you be fruitful. May you fulfill your destiny and purpose for which God called you. May the Lord prosper you, make his face shine on you. May you be anointed with supernatural faith and courage. May you always have passion for the things of God. May you dream big dreams. May your children dream mighty dreams. And may they achieve, in your grandchildren, achieve the impossible. May you see and do great exploits, helping transform and giving hope to others. May God breathe on you in such a way that all your talents bloom. Hallelujah. May those people around you receive transformation. May you give hope to thousands of others. May you become all that God made you to be. May his presence always be with you. May his Shekinah glory be present with you. May you see God in the big things and in the small things. May you have joy in the smallest things. May you see your children be mighty in the land and your grandchildren. May the hand of God and his presence bring you delight. May his glory and his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm receiving Father's blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lay your hands on yourself. Say, I'm receiving the blessings of the Heavenly Father. I am fruitful. His presence is with me. And I'm prospering in every way. Now lay your hands on your neighbor and impart a blessing. Pray in tongues for them a little bit. Healing glory, financial glory, children and grandchildren and great grandchildren. Achieve the impossible. Breakthrough glory on this Father's Day. Nothing, absolutely nothing, will be impossible. Hallelujah. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough for your children. May that which you never thought would happen, happen in a glorious way for the glory of Jesus. That Christ receive glory in your children's life, in your grandchildren's life, in your home. Hallelujah. Impossible things are happening today through the Father God, our Father God. We give you glory, Father God, for your generosity. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Father God, we give you praise ahead of time, even before, but impossible miracles are happening. Glory, I speak breakthrough. Whether someone needing immigration papers to be done, the green card to come, yes, your citizen to come through. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, that you are able to finish that book, that you are able to finish that project, that you are able to break through in that business right now. Praise the Lord. We break any limits that have been put on you by the devil by any other agency. Hallelujah. Breakthrough, breakthrough. You are doing it, Lord. You are doing it, Lord. You are doing it, and we give you the glory. Healing today. Oh, the blood disease, the cancer is going today in the name of Jesus. Father's blessing through Jesus Christ to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the glory that Christ Jesus, Son of God, King of glory, receive all the praise. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. I would like to ask the healing team to come up. As a manly man. Oh, Father. I got a bag. Did you get the bag of nuts as well as a pen? You can have this one. Yes. When I would go to Israel, it is the land of milk and honey, but there would be all kinds of nuts out there and dried fruit. And I would bring bag loads of stuff. So this is like promised land provision, okay? Nuts. It also means that General McAuliffe said nuts. Victory. If you want a special blessing today, you want to join the church, you need to be born again, you need the Holy Spirit infilling, come on up. Our healing team is here to lay hands on you.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.